to measure the soil pH, I said a few lectures ago, all we do is we make a soil water paste. The paste then is made using a low molarity calcium chloride solution so that we provide a reasonable electrolyte strength to our soil to ensure measurement of pH in one place in Australia is measurement is the same in another place in Australia where the soils are basically the same. The picture here is indicating the redox potential. So this is an EH value, it's in millivolts. And just saying that the same thing that we saw in water happens exactly in the soil. So in this case, we've got oxidizing processes where the electron acceptor is oxygen. So our P is dominated by that. Here we end up with the next electron acceptors, the nitrogen ones being used. The organisms then switch over to manganese. They switch over to iron. They switch over to sulfate. And finally, we get down to methanogenesis. So what was the name of this process where we switch from one electron acceptor to the next? Electron ladder. Okay. Now the organisms that do this are able to switch from one to the next. What class of microbe are they? Yeah. But in terms of anaerobes and aerobes and stuff, yeah? Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And facultative is meaning they've got the ability to switch. Which were the ones that couldn't switch? Obligate, yeah. So we can have obligate aerobes. They can only work in aerobic conditions. Obligate anaerobes only work in anaerobic conditions. But the facultative guys, they can move down this redox ladder.